This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The state attorney general's office says a police officer was justified in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man in Peterborough last month. Details on the incident have been scarce up to this point, but NHPR's Brady Carlson has been reading through the AG's report, and he joins me now with more. Good afternoon, Brady.
Hi, Peter.
This report traces 19-year-old Lane Lesko's movements in detail before he encountered police on June 21st. What have we learned?
Lane Lesko had been in a therapeutic wilderness treatment program in Maine. He had pleaded guilty to a series of crimes in his home state of Michigan, and because he'd been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and other mental health issues, the hope was he would take part in this treatment and then avoid a jail sentence. What ended up happening, according to investigators, is that Lesko left that program and traveled west to New Hampshire, mostly by stealing cars. On the morning of June 21st, he came to a used car lot in Nashua and asked to test drive a used BMW, and then once on the road, pointed what appeared to be a gun at the salesperson and forced her to get out of the car.
And that's when police start looking for Lesko.
Right. Authorities put a Be on the Lookout broadcast out after the salesperson called 911, and Lesko was then spotted in Greenfield, New Hampshire, about an hour away from Nashua, by that town's police chief, Brian Giammarino. He followed the stolen BMW in his police cruiser into Peterborough, where authorities had set up spike strips in the road, and that stopped both vehicles.
So there were several other police officers on the scene.
Yeah, members of the Peterborough Police Department, as well as a New Hampshire State Trooper, were there. And all of the officers present say Lane Lesko got out of the car and that instead of complying with their directions to put his hands up, he started shouting something along the lines of "kill me" or "shoot me." They say he then reached back into the BMW, grabbed what looked like a gun, and began firing at Giammarino.
Explain that phrase for us. What looked like a gun?
This is something that's come up in a number of cases around the country, most famously in Cleveland, when police shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice because they thought he had a gun, and what he had instead was an airsoft gun, which shoots non-lethal rubber projectiles, and it had the orange tip removed. The state says Lane Lesko fired an Umarex BB gun, an air pistol, three times at police.
But did they know that at the time?
Well, this is what Chief Giammarino and several other police say. They saw a handgun, and remember, the Be on the Lookout dispatch said the suspect was armed, and he was wearing a holster on his hip. Two of the officers said the sound the device made after Lesko fired sounded like an air gun or a pellet gun, and they said they said something to that effect, but there was a lot of shouting going on, a police siren was still sounding, so it's unlikely the others heard them. Still, the state points out in its report that even a BB gun can be considered a deadly weapon under the legal definition.
You've talked about the testimony of the officers and eyewitnesses. What about dash cam video?
The state trooper's car was equipped with a camera system, but apparently it malfunctioned. Technicians say there's a bug in the camera system's operating software, and that caused it to fail, even though it would have looked to the trooper as if it was working correctly.
But based on the information available, the state concluded the shooting was justified.
Right. The state said Lane Lesko had committed a series of serious crimes and that by the time of the shooting, Chief Giammarino could have reasonably believed he and others were in imminent danger, and therefore he was justified in shooting and killing Lesko.
Chief Giammarino has been on paid leave since the shooting. Will he return to the Greenfield Police Force?
That we don't know yet. Town officials said they and the chief had agreed he would take some time off during the investigation, and that's certainly finished now. But I talked with the town administrator in Greenfield, Aaron Pat, who said the town's just received the report, and so they don't have a comment yet about next steps regarding the chief.
NHPR's Brady Carlson. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.